Dave's Mirror on this one. It's called Naledi. Beautiful, beautiful paintings in the studio today by Lebogang Tamayi. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Super excited to be joined by the star painter, Lebogang Tamayi. Welcome to Rise FM. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful paintings that you have brought to the studio. And we are live on Instagram, just by the way. So if you can go onto Instagram and see all of these wonderful paintings that we're talking about, then please check us out at Rise FM 943. Lebogang, let's start at the very beginning of your journey. How did you discover that you have got a crazy passion for painting?
Greetings, everyone at home. I discovered myself. I was at school, 97.
Mm-hmm.
So I was drawing Sylvester Stallone on the brown cover of the book.
Yeah.
The one that is not used. So one of my friends noticed, and then he said, no, this is Sylvester Stallone. Then we started from there. Boom.
Yeah.
Then we started drawing. Then 2002, that's where I just realized that I have to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and start painting.
Taking it serious, I mean, taking a passion serious is very challenging. It can be very challenging. The journey has its own ups and downs. But in realizing your passion, you then got mentors.
Yes.
So talk us through that journey of you being discovered by mentors and what that did for your passion.
People noticed when I was carrying this picture, small A4 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, yo, you are a good drawer, you are a good drawer, until I went to Mbombela Municipality. Then I met Mariki.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, yo, you are a good drawer. Let me take you to Esther Law. Then she took me to Esther Law. And then Esther Law was taking classes at State House in Nelspruit with Karen Diamond, the teacher. Mm-hmm. And then she said to Karen, please, I beg you, I kneel down on my knees. I want you to take this guy and support him.
Yeah.
So on the other part of this thing, it seems like white people, sometimes people, they think they are apartheid and so on. But to me, they are very lovely people, because three people, step by step, the one take me to another and the other one take me to another. And then Karen Deadman gave me free classes and gave me job so that I can afford transport money.
Mm.
So I started learning from there
with
elder people, and then I went to children, school children.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, Lebogang, here you are today. In 2002, though, you got discovered by the former deputy president and now late David Mabuza. Now, this is the person who became your first major supporter, right?
Yes.
Talk us through that journey, how that all began for you, and what it really meant to have such a great example in society come to you and be one of your major supporters.
Since I was taking classes and then my talent got curved very fast, quickly, I was starting to paint nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So the ANC noticed, and then they bought one picture, and then didn't notice that there was an artist in the office, and then he gave me his own picture and a deposit.
Yeah.
And then I painted his picture, and then I took it to his house at the farm. And then he paid me a huge amount of money, 10,000 rand cash. It was a huge amount of money at that stage of time,
mm-hmm.
because it was 2002, and I was after my matric, and then I bought my chains. I started working very seriously. So he never stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he supported me since from then for 20 years until when he became a deputy president. That's when everything stops.
Well,
but he was buying every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
I love the fact that you took the 10,000 rand.
Yeah.
You used it for your passion, you used it for your art, and you bought material that would make your paintings look like this.
Yes.
Talk us through that, as young as you are, and I want us to speak about this, because there's young people out there, Lebogang, who have the skill, but that are misusing money, or who don't know that they have the skill. How important is it for us to invest in our passions?
it was God's gift because I was working there at Karen Diamond's house using the machines. So it clicked into my mind that, no, let me buy the machines for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm still using the machines today.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to make canvases for myself rather than going to the shop because the canvas is very expensive. So the art is an investment. Mm-hmm. It's like buying a house. Mm-hmm. You can sell Mandela today with 10,000 rand, and the person that buys it can sell it maybe for over 100,000.
Yeah.
So that's why I just thought, no, let me not waste the money and buy nice things. Mm. Let me buy
the
machines
and
invest it in my passion. Yes. I'm still using the machines today.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. Yes.
And you've recently created a tribute painting in honor of David Mabuza.
Yes.
What message are you trying to convey with this wonderful painting?
I don't know. I'm just trying to say thank you to this guy. Mm-hmm. I used the same machines that I bought with his money, and then I made this piece of art. I want to say, please, say you are my ancestor now. Make people buy this one.
Oh.
Please. I want to use another money to buy another big machine so that still when you are not with us, but you are still supporting me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. This is absolutely wonderful, Lebogang. We spoke off air about one of your most expensive paintings. I want you to tell people on air about this painting.
Yeah, the 12 presidents of the ANC.
Okay.
Yeah, those ones are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly about 150,000 each piece.
Sure.
Yeah, it could be even more than that. It could go up to 200,000 because if I put a frame on it, then it looks nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And look at you now. I really think you are such a wonderful inspiration to a young man, a young girl out there who doesn't know that you can make a living out of your passion.
Yes.
And you are doing it today. So thank you very much for coming on to the show. There's somebody on our live who asked for your details. They would like to buy a painting.
I'll be glad. Another thing, this is my student. He is also my worker.
Okay, so you have students.
I'm also have a student. If I'm working at home, I cannot advertise.
Yes.
So he's also advertising. I'm paying him every month.
Lovely.
And also I'm teaching him piano. I'm teaching him painting. He's drawing. He can draw you as you are.
Really?
Yeah, now life.
We love that. Well, you are now passing that baton on to the younger generation, and we love to see that.
Yes,
so congratulations to you, Majid, to having gained such a wonderful mentor.
Yeah, he's not the only one. I've got many of them, but he's the one here.
Okay, yes, that's lovely. Lebogang, just before we let you go, give us your details. Where can people get you? We've got somebody who wants a painting from you.
My contact number, you can call me on 082-424-9730.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say it one more time.
082-424-9730. Are you on social media? Yes. I'm on TikTok and I'm also on Facebook.
Love it.
Yes.
And what is the name of your TikTok and Facebook?
I can't remember the name of the TikTok,
okay,
but
so
Lebotamai.
Okay.
If you can just say Lebotamai, my face will appear there.
All right, lovely.
Yes,
thank you very much for coming onto the show. This is such a wonderful tribute of our former Mpumalanga Premier and former Deputy President David Mabuza and the one of Nelson Mandela as we celebrate Mandela Month.
Yes.
You've done a stellar job. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here. God bless you.
It's Raz FM Mid Mornings. This is how we keep the arts alive. Oh, guys, head on over to our social media platforms at Raz FM 943. If you haven't seen the live on Instagram, it surely is up there. You will be able to see it. But otherwise, our Facebook is going to be full of these wonderful pictures. Get on over there and see it. It's all so, so wonderful. It's Raz FM. Good morning.